It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, Fairbanks. This is Craig with the Compos Outdoor Show. I was just reading an interesting article I'll talk about in a little bit, but kind of got caught off guard when the show started. So it's another Saturday in Fairbanks. We're getting a little bit of snow. The rivers are starting to lock up, so it means it's winter. We're in November. We usually, a lot of times we don't even have snow at Halloween. This year we got some snow, not a lot yet, but Farmer's Almanac is calling for above average temperatures and precipitation for November and December. So that would be like the last 2 years, so that would be good. There are some positives to global warming, I'm thinking, when you live in the frozen north, but people like our president only want to talk about the negatives and how you can't own a toaster anymore because it's got to be solar powered or whatever. We do have I've had a lot of requests to replay the song, the most recent song we did called Sawdust in Your Brain. So we'll play that sometime during the show here. So tune in for that. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Anyway, we are going to talk a little bit about early season stuff. I want to talk about some really funny outdoor stories. I've got a few of them. Some of them I have to kind of edit a little bit to put on the air. So listen up for those. We're going to try and get Rodney Pangborn in here. He runs a rental. He's been real busy, but he runs a really successful and fun business, a rental snow machine rental business. He buys a lot of sleds from us, which we appreciate. He also just does a lot of tours, whether it's ice fishing or just getting on a machine for the first time. And we're going to try and get him on the show maybe next week. Rod's Adventures. Rod's, you can look up Google Rod's Alaska and you'll find it. Anyway, if you haven't ridden a newer machine, he's got brand new stuff, really nice. You can always come out and run a demo of ours, but Rod's got a really nice setup. Go out there and just get a rental, buy a rental. We're going to work on a deal where we're going to offset the cost of that for a few folks. We'll talk about that when we get Rod on the show. We like to support local businesses that support us, so that's what we're going to do. Our place is booming. It's been a really, really busy couple, 3 years, and the spring break sales, like I've talked about, have been off the chart. We're going to probably sell 100 more machines than we've ever sold this year, which is amazing. It's a testimony to the quality of the product. I'd like to think it has something to do with Compos, but Ski-Doo really has run away with the market on a lot of segments. The utility market in Alaska, and especially in Fairbanks, is strong. It's always been really a core of our business. People that are using the machine, not just to go, climb the side of a mountain on a weekend, but people that, haul wood, water, tow, cabin materials up the river. And we've got the Scandics and the Tundras and the Expeditions, which are just made for that. They've got all the features. They're geared way down. When you buy a snow machine, typically, you have to make some sacrifices. You've got to, whether it's a gearing or a pulling power, skis, front end suspension. And so, what we do, it's overwhelming when you walk into a place like ours or just even searching online. The choices are incredible. They have niched this market so that it really appeals to almost any potential buyer. And what we found is the easiest way to figure out what machine you really want or need the most is to try and narrow it down to two. And we've got all the different models on the showroom. We can show you the difference like between a Scandic and an Expedition. The front ends are different completely. The seats are different. The engines and chassis are pretty much the same, but they're just made for different application. You've got the Expedition, which has got the really comfortable front suspension. It's got a AA arm front suspension. And it's got, just a plush ride for, it's still a work sled. It's got the big wide track, and even the standard track Expedition 16 inch by 154, it's got a really nice, ride. just so unbelievable. If you haven't been on one recently, you need to just try one. But the Scantic, on the other hand, is more of a brute push through the sticks and tussocks and stuff. It's got a pogo front suspension that doesn't ride as nice, still as independent suspension, but it's better for just abuse. Typically the person that's buying knows the area they ride and how abusive they can be on the machine. So there are pros and cons. The Scantics are a little narrower, so they'd be a little tippier, which can be good in certain areas and can be bad in others. You know, if you're just the type of rider that sits on your butt cheeks and grabs a throttle, it's probably not for you. If you hop up on a knee and throw your body around, body English, like a lot of trappers, you know, they always said they should bury a trapper on one knee, because that's usually how they ride the sled. You know, like they buried Wally Hickles sitting down. You should bury these trappers. Are you listening, Albert? You might put that in your will or in your request for when you're gone, is to be buried on one knee. Anyway, I guess that wasn't funny. Yeah, it was. What the hell? I'll get a kick out of it. But anyway, speaking of funny, I wanted to share a couple of outdoor stories, some of my favorite ones. I get a lot of customers that come through the showroom that tell us stories that are just hilarious, not, you know, hunting issues or whatever else. But, I've told some of these, so bear with me if you've heard them before. But we just have had a lot of fun with these over the years. We had a situation with the local attorney, Bill Satterberg, back in, I think it was 2019 or 18. We had the governor up the river with us. He's a big hunter, by the way. And actually a really, you know, there's people that are good in camp and not good in camp. And the ones that aren't good in camp don't get invited back. And the ones that are good in camp are, you know, they're regular outdoor folks that, you know, they pick up after themselves. They aren't afraid to go elbow deep and the animal get going when it's down and push the boat off a gravel bar or whatever. But we had a couple 3 years ago, Satterberg, his dog was dying, unfortunately. It's always a sad thing. And so he couldn't come in with us on the boat, but there is a runway up there that you can get within, a few miles from the camp. So with his sat phone, you know, he had called afterwards, hey, I'd like to come in for 2 or 3 days if I could. So we said, sure, you know, we'll pick you up at X time at the runway, and we did. And we had driven his boat up the river. There was three boats, and we used three boats usually because we have a lot of cargo and stuff to haul for 8 days. So anyway, we had the generator fired up that first morning after he arrived, had his boat tied up, and I thought it would be fun to move his boat and let him think it floated away. So while he was inside our camp, we got an igloo up there, a fiberglass igloo. We had the generator going outside, so you can't hear anything outside. So I just putted I fired his boat up. It's like 5 a.m, it's still dark, and putted it up just up, not even 100 yards, just around the corner, maybe 50 yards around the bend just by our cabin there. So his boat wasn't there. Now there's just two boats. So we all start getting our guns and gear and breakfast stuff together to go, coffee and whatever. And then we noticed Bill. Everybody knew about this, including the governor. And so we're looking, he's looking around where his boat, and he kind of walks downriver a few feet and looks down the river. And he goes, hey, Compa, where's my boat? Well, actually, there was a swear word in that statement. I think you can figure it out. And I looked at him and said, oh, man. I said, hey, who tied Bill's boat up? Who saw Bill's boat last? And we're all saying, look, I saw it last night. One of the guys said, I got up in the middle of the night to pee, but I wasn't looking on the riverbank. And so we were, you know, really sold it to him that the boat had floated away. So I said, okay, well, listen, we got to take this serious, guys. Here's the plan. You're going upriver hunting right now. And then me and Bill and Bryce will go downriver looking for the boat, because there's a really nasty log jam about 20 minutes downriver. And said, if it made it to that, it's probably upside down. And Bill, you could see sweat begin to trickle off his brow as he thought, how am I going to tell Brenda? How am I going to tell my wife my $50,000 boat's upside down on the bottom of a sweeper? Anyway, so I had to about bite a hole in my lip to keep from laughing as we're going down the river. And I actually have some video footage. He didn't see me with my phone, but I'm videoing Bill, who was, I've never seen him so quiet. He was just whisper quiet the whole time, had his arms crossed and was just probably thinking about how he was going to explain the situation while his boat is just 50 feet, 100 feet above the camp around the corner. So we went down 20 minutes and got to this log jam, and it wasn't there. And I said, oh, man, I can't believe it would go further than this. And he, Bill points. I said, let's keep going. I said, Bill, look at my fuel gauge. I said, I only have, you know, 5% fuel left or something. I said, we got to turn around and go gas up, then we'll come back down. And he looked frustrated and really nervous. And so we did. We went back down river, or came back up river. And as I approached camp, we went past camp, and I'm filming, and I have this video. If you're ever in the shop and you want to see his expression, and you know Bill, it's priceless. And as we go by his boat, he looks at me, and he looks at his boat, and he points at his boat, kind of like, boy, that looks like, that's the same kind of pattern my boat has, you know? And then he sees us smiling, and then the swearing came out. It was, I mean, we laughed for days. I still laugh about it, obviously. You can hear me laughing now, but Bill, not so much. Yeah. But he should know better. You know, we get him, he's pretty gullible. He's a very, very sharp attorney, really good at what he does, but boy, is he gullible. And I just reeled him in. You know, I just set that hook and reeled him in. So that was a lot of fun. But that's one of my favorite outdoor stories we did. We've done a lot of them. We always, I'm kind of always doing practical jokes. And I know someday everybody that I've gotten on a practical joke is going to come back and get even with me. But that's what it is. That's, you know, it is what it is. And so we give Bill, if you see him, if you know Bill and you see him, say, hey, make sure you work on your knot tying skills, Bill. You got it. You really don't want that boat floating down the river, because I just kind of think it gets under his skin a little bit. Anyway, hey, we did have a couple weeks ago. We had a huge success at the outdoor show. That was great. Then we had our open house last Saturday. I appreciate everybody that came by, and we sold a lot of stuff there. You know, like I said, we've got a pretty good selection of all our clothing and covers, and then we have a 50 off table, and we left that alone. That's going to go through the end of the month, or until the stuff is gone. 50% off. That's, you know, a lot of those are just big loss leaders. We've got stuff like carryover Ski-Doo clothing, really nice bibs. We've got all kinds of different items. We've got things like Volt Safe, which is the little plug-in that you plug it into your car, the front of your car. It just plugs right into the front of your car, and it's a magnetic connection to your extension cord. It's just a big round magnet that charges your for your all your head bolt heater and battery blanket and all that, whatever comes out of the plug under your car, whatever you have hooked up to your car. But it's kind of nice because they're twofold. It's if you back away from it without, like I've done, I don't know how many extension cords I've run over backing away. My mind is on work and I start backing out of the driveway and I'm dragging a cord and neighbors are pointing at me and it's getting wrapped up in my axle. It's happened more than once. But anyway, this is just a big magnet and it makes connection that way. So if you back away from it, it just disconnects. And then you don't even worry about it. There's nothing. It's just a little, you know, 6-inch cord hanging out of your hood. The other nice thing with it is it's programmable. So from your cell phone, you get an app and you can set it, for, you know, 5 o'clock every morning. Maybe then you don't set it for Saturday or Sunday, you know, or you can just go on and turn it on electronically and it's just hit the magnet up. So anyway, those are really cool. And they were like, I don't know, $130 or something. And we're selling them 2-for-1 or half price. So you know, for about $65, I think you can get one of these things, kind of a special. We've got different items on that 50 off list. And then we also have our garage sale sheet that we didn't get a chance to do it before it snowed, but we've got a list of about 25 items that are just blowout items, really good. Some of them are marine related. You know, I've got like load guides, those heavy duty galvanized load guides with UHMW on the inside. Really nice load guides for a boat that just bolts right onto your trailer. I think those were $495 for that, right from King Trailers. And now they're $200 for the set. So I think I got 3 of those left. Those kinds of deals. I got a whole bunch of deals like that. So you want to swing by and ask for our garage sale sheet or check out our 50 off table. And we're always having specials. So anyway, we'll come back. We'll tell some more funny outdoor stories, maybe play a song. Just taking it easy today. Nothing crazy. We'll talk a little bit more about what's left in inventory, stuff like that. So join us after the break. This is Craig with the Compo Outdoor Show.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
There's a clown, his name is Joe. His son likes hookers, cash, and blow. I know they've been crooked for some time. Soon he'll take one on the chin. We'll make this country great again. But right now, I need a scotch and water. I wanna know, was it Hunter's crack cocaine? And I wanna know, did you profit from Ukraine? Come on, man. That's all you say. Our border's a revolving door. We buy our oil from offshore. You know, inflation's near an all-time high. Will you survive? God only knows. And there's Kamala, the one you chose. Oh no, that cackling, rambling wonder. I wanna know, will you ever feel our pain? I wanna know, is it sawdust in your brain? Can't wait for election day. Yeah! I wanna know why that cash went to Iran. I wanna know why LeBron competes with Ann. Can't wait for election day. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you, Roger McGill, for helping out with that fun song, political song that I've been getting some requests to replay. It's a fun one. It's called Sawdust in Your Brain. And yeah, we do wonder why LeBron competes with Jane and and those kinds of questions. This world has gotten crazy. I can't believe it. You know, when you grew up in Fairbanks, especially, I guess if you grew up in a big city, it wouldn't be as dramatic because it's kind of been screwed up in the big cities for a lot of years. But I just can't imagine my grandfather going to a volleyball game where some guy with a mustache named Jack is slamming the ball over the net and, you know, knocking girls to the floor. I just don't get me started. Anyway, we'll get off of that a little bit, and we're talking a little more fun stories, outdoor stories. Jim Green, a lot of people knew Jim Green. Jim was a fixture in town. He was our commercial banker over at Key Bank for years. But Jim was he loved to go upriver with us, and he loved to snow machine into Bill Hager's place, which is called, we called it Fort Hager, but it's Tocina Lake in the middle of the Alaska Range, about 50 miles due south of Cantwell. So he used to go in there with us. He had his machine. And 1 year, it was the last year he was going to be here. He was moving out to Oregon. His wife wanted to move, and they were moving. And he was kind of sad about it. And so he had a wide track Scandic liquid cooled. And I was driving down to Cantwell with him to where we put in on going up the Jack River and across Broad Pass and into the Tocina Creek area over the divide. But so we're talking, and he goes, yeah, I need to sell this machine. He goes, I want you to pump it up during the poker games and stuff and talk about it. I want one of these guys to buy it. I said, Jim, I'm not going to BS anybody. It's a good sled, but, well, what's it worth? I said, probably $4,500. He goes, oh, okay, that'll work. Yeah, so he said, just talk it up good. I want to sell it. So he only had a couple weeks before he was leaving. This would have been, you know, March or April. And so we get in there, and, you know, we play poker at night. We go bear hunting in the day and just have a great time. And it was the last day, and we were all getting ready to leave. And so I went out to Jim's machine. I took one of the spark plugs, and I hammered the electrode shut so it would only run on one cylinder, only get spark on one, which they'll run, but they run really poorly, 500 liquid. So anyway, put it back together, and we all, you know, we're getting our stuff together. It's a bluebird day, just beautiful day, and we're just going to, you know, meander on back to town. It takes about 3 hours just playing as we go and stopping and have a soda or beer or whatever. And anyway, Jim gets on his machine that morning and he fires it up, and everybody knew this except for there was Paul Gavora, Gary Roth, Jim Jordan, Tim Waller, Freddie Bast. Freddie had flown in his airplane, and Bill Hager, and just a bunch of us were in there having a good time. But anyway, so Jim goes to fire his machine up that morning, and he says, hey Craig, there's something wrong in my sled. I don't know, is something, can you check it out? I said, well, sure. So I fired up, I drove it. I said, well, it sounds like it's running on one. So I pulled the plugs out and didn't let him see the bent electrode, the hammered shut electrode plug. And I said, Bill, you got a compression gauge? And he goes, yeah. I said, would you grab it? And Jim's getting a little concerned at this point. And so I put the compression gauge in one cylinder. It's 125 pounds like it's supposed to be. Put it in the other cylinder, but I angled the compression gauge about 45 degrees. Only got 75 PSI. I said, look, Jim, there's your problem. You lost a cylinder, broken rings or scored cylinder, something. And he was just silent, and he went, oh, you're kidding me. Oh, he was just like, here he had it sold. He had a bunch of people interested in it, and now he needs a motor or a top-end job at least. So I said, well, I'll have to tow you out. You know, it's 50 miles, but I'll pull you. And he was just like depressed the rest of that hour as we got everything ready. And so I put good spark plugs back in it and closed it, and he didn't know the difference. And I hooked the rope to him, and I said, let's go. So we start going down towards Tocina Creek, and we're meandering about 20, 30 miles an hour just down this trail. And he's just, I'd turn around. I had a helmet on, and he did what he didn't see is I was crying, laughing, tears rolling down my eyes. I turn around, give them the like thumbs up, and he'd go, yeah, thumbs up. Things are good back here. And he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and he's just depressed, and he's riding out. We went 22 miles. I towed him for 22, about halfway out. And then we stopped, and this part was set up. We stopped, and Jim walked off the trail just a little bit and had to relieve himself. And as he's doing so, here comes Freddie Bast in his airplane, and he's buzzing low, and he's getting lower and lower. And Freddie and Jim's looking up at him, and all of a sudden, a little Ziploc bag flies out of the airplane and lands within about 10 feet of where Jim was taking a leak. And Jim walks over, and it's got a bent spark, a hammered spark plug in it with a note that says, "Hey, 1500 as is, where is?" And he didn't get it, you know, and we're all just laughing. There's 8 or 10 of us around there. We're just cracking up. I said, Jim, get on your machine. Fire it up. He goes, no, it's going to hurt it. I said, Jim, there's nothing wrong with your sled. We pranked you. And he fired the machine up. Oh, the relief and the frustration at the same time was just fantastic. So the whole way out, Jim was going flying up one bank and down the other, and I've never seen, he was riding like an 18-year-old kid. He was just elated the sled was working good, and I think he was just taking his frustrations out on the hillside. But anyway, that was another one of my favorite practical outdoor stories that we've done. Of course, we lost Jim a few years ago. This last summer, a year ago, I took his ashes at his wife's request and up to the very headwaters of the Good Pasture as far as we could get. Not up to the sign. Couldn't get there, but we got within about 10 miles of it. A beautiful location with a big, nice bluff, and we sprinkled his ashes, and I read a poem that he liked and filmed it for his wife and Paula, and she loved it. But I just love telling that Jim Green story. The look on his face along the way of each one of those little hours of getting that sled was just priceless. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. I'm going to have to jot down a few others. Every time I'm on the way to the studio, I'm always thinking about some unique story. I've got other ones. Of course, other ones involving Satterberg. He's so gullible, but those I've repeated. But I got one with my son-in-law that was just priceless. I've got a YouTube video of it. Any of my regular listeners or customers that want to see it, if you're not easily offended, it's about a grayling that he caught that he wanted to have mounted. If you haven't seen that video, I can share it with you, but I probably shouldn't talk about it on the air. But it's not illegal. Nothing was illegal. He wound up on Candid Compo. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be the receiving end of that. But he was so embarrassed. I'll share that with you at some other time. Anyway, we're getting near the end of the hour. We're having fun here, or half hour. We're open today, 10 to 4. So if you're listening to this and you want to go take a little demo ride, driving around kind of bored, come on out and take a 3-minute ride on one of the new sleds. Just go down a bike path and just see how easy they steer, how quiet they are. There's no smoke and smell. We've got our demo set up now. We've got a little trail system we can take you out on, or you can go by yourself if you're an experienced driver. We're not going to let you on a free ride turbo or anything like that because it's just not enough snow for that. But you can go up and down the trail and just to get a firsthand experience, even if you're not thinking of buying one, if you just want to know how nice these things are, it's you can't believe it. You really can't believe it. If you haven't been on a machine for a few years, it's mind-boggling how smooth and quiet and comfortable they are, all the creature comforts. On the summits, they have a sensor, a belt temperature sensor. So it's got three warnings. So if you're going crazy in the mountains, you know, everything has a shelf life or a breaking point. Drive belts have become so good anymore. Belt life is excellent. We're getting, even on summits, you can get a couple thousand miles easy, a pretty hard running, but you got to let them cool once in a while. You can't just go nonstop forever going up the side of a hill. And so it has a little warning on it that says, hey, your belt's getting warm. You know, you might want to take a break, basically. And then the warning number two is, your belt is getting hot. Suggest take some time and let it cool. And then the third one is, belt explosion is imminent, which means it's getting so hot because you've just been running for an hour and a half straight up the side of a hill without giving it any chance to cool down. So something's going to happen. But those kind of things, you know, we never had before. And of course, back then, back in 85, I remember going through 7 belts in about 14 miles out at Summit Lake Deep Powder with that old Formula Plus. It was crazy. That was just, the engines were way ahead of the rest of the sled. They had great power, but clutches were rookies. They weren't ready. Suspension was, you know, your spinal fluid was most of your suspension travel. So we've come a long way. So come on down and give a demo ride on a new Skidoo, and make sure you check out our plow deal. We got a hell of a deal on plows, on side-by-sides. You can get a free plow kit, and you can get a free plow and $1,000 off on some models of our side-by-side. So if you're tired of paying somebody to plow snow, come check them out. Got a great selection right now. So come check them out. Commanders, Defenders, Mavericks. We've just got a lot of good variety, 2-seaters, 4-seaters, 6-seaters. But that's down at Compo's. We're on Boat Street across the airport from West Fred Meyer's on the riverside. So just come on over there and just go down past the coffee shop on Boat Street. We're open till 4 o'clock today. Hope to see you down here. And remember to ask me about that. Ask me about my son-in-law's video. I'll show it to you. All right, we'll see you. This is Craig with the Compo Outdoor Show. I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.